and 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, present Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Jay White and Liz Cooper present the Chapel Hill Carrboro community with insights from the world of culinary, local and national farming, and so much more. Side Dish is brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's landmark gourmet emporium. Great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Jay White and Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper, and we have taken the show on the road, literally. We are over here in Durham at the grand opening of Smashburger, a new restaurant right here on Irwin Road. Liz?
So we have some guests this afternoon. Kaitan and Jayshree Patel, which are the owners of the new Smashburger, and Kevin McCarthy, who is the director of field training. So, Jayshree, why don't you give us a little bit of background about how you got started in the area? I know you've been here for almost 30 years, so what got you started with Smashburger, and give us a little bit of background.
Yeah, sure will. Thank you guys for coming here today on our beautiful grand opening day. We really appreciate it. Yes, I'm Jayshree Patel. I've been here in the country for over 30 years and in the Triangle area for about 27 years. Originally from India. I went to college here. I went to Duke University, Fuqua School of Business for my executive MBA. By trade, I was in the technology industry with Nortel Networks and EMC Corporation, various technology-related jobs. And recently, I'm just now getting into Smashburger, so it's my first restaurant adventure. But as a family, my husband and I, we have owned another restaurant called Inchin's Bamboo Garden for over 7 years, and Kaitan will tell you more about that since he's been running that restaurant. But thank you again for being here.
Wonderful, thank you. So, Kaitan, you want to tell us a little bit about your background as well?
So, this is Kaitan Patel. Like Jayshree mentioned, we've been in the area for about 27 years. I went to actually NC State for my electrical engineering degree and computer science.
So both of your degrees really led you right to Smashburger, huh?
And then went on to do a Master's of Science in Management at NC State. And we both were working at Nortel Networks for a long time. And then I moved into ONI and Ciena, which are the optical networking companies. I guess after a little bit of a shuffle with telecommunications, one of the things we wanted to do was start our own business. And restaurant has always been our passion. Every time we go to the restaurant, we see how they are operating. We comment on the service and the food and all that.
And you always said, we could do that, right?
Yes, exactly.
We can do that. We can do that better, right?
So, you know, that's sort of got us started into thinking about restaurants and Inchin's Bamboo Garden. We sort of fell in love with it when we visited Atlanta, and something that we was missing in this area. So we decided to partner with Inchin's Bamboo Garden. And now, soon after, I guess, we were looking for another opportunity, which would be something that's multi-unit we can do around in this area. And passion for burgers has always been there.
Sure, sure.
And when we tried the food in Charlotte, it just sealed the deal for us. We said, okay, that's really...
So Charlotte was the first store, the Smashburger store that you went to?
Yes, exactly.
Great.
We looked up, looking it up online, but when we actually tried the food, that sort of, said, okay, this is the restaurant we want to try to get into.
Yeah, I'm still full from last night. I don't think I've ever, in one sitting, eaten two burgers, but
it's amazing.
I champed through it.
So you were, there was not a one in Raleigh, is there one in Raleigh now? No. Is there one scheduled for Raleigh? So it's just Charlotte and here?
This will be the first one in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, one of many that will be coming around. Luckily, Durham was one of the first sites that we picked.
That's great.
And then Raleigh and Cary and Apex, Chapel Hill, all those areas will.
They're on the drawing board, all those restaurants? All those cities are on the plan, right? So, oh, That's great. So when do we think we could get one in Chapel Hill?
As we said, we're looking all over the Triangle area. We have been looking at Chapel Hill, too. The perfect site just hasn't come up yet. So it just depends on when our luck shines and when we can get the right location in Chapel Hill.
So do you work with the corporate office, and this might be a question for Kevin, on deciding on the location? I mean, what's the demographic criteria that you need to meet?
Yes, sure. We have a really excellent real estate team with Smashburger Corporate. We also have a really great broker here in the Triangle area, too. And we work together to find the right sites and the right demographics for this area.
Is it based on foot traffic, general population? I mean,
all the right metrics that you need for a successful restaurant. For example, just the right demographics in terms of annual income, household income, businesses around you, daytime traffic, vehicles per day on the main road. Location within the shopping center and signage, various different criteria we look for. About 2,200 to 2,500 square footage. 2,200 is our ideal real estate space.
Well, that explains this great location. It's like almost an outdoor food court. I've never seen so many restaurants side by side by side. It's really good. And you're drawing from the hospitals, I would assume.
Absolutely.
And the buildings, the loft apartments and things around us.
Yeah, this is actually the main center for this entire area, right? And this is where most of the folks, especially for lunch, basically go.
Come.
for surrounding businesses, Duke University and Duke Hospital, VA Hospital.
So yeah. You got a built-in audience right off the get-go.
That's, and we're surrounded by great neighbors here, too, yeah, so it's a really wonderful center.
It's very good. Very good.
So your hours of operation are?
So we'll be open every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And
we got people coming in the door right now. This is fantastic.
Right.
So there you go. You get to hear the excitement of the new customers coming in the door.
Well,
thanks
we'll
so much.
Be right back after break. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. We'll be right back.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, presented by Southern Season in Chapel Hill, online at southernseason.com. And now, back with more Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper.
Welcome back to Side Dish on the Road. I'm Liz Cooper, and I'm here with my partner, Jay White, and we are at the new Smashburger in Durham. Jay, why don't you tell us about our new guest?
We're going to ask Kevin McCarthy, who's the director of field training for a corporate Smashburger, to give us just a little bit of history on Smashburger and its corporate founding.
Sure. Tom Ryan is our founder of Smashburger. He had a vision to create a better concept back in June of 2007. We are currently in 30 states and 4 countries outside the U.S., Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Costa Rica, and Canada.
That's an odd mix.
Today is our 259th restaurant opening. We also have one opening in Miami today. We are looking over the next year to open another 70 locations, both corporate and franchise. We are equally split today between our franchise and our corporate restaurants. We have an envision to get to 500 restaurants in the next 2 to 3 years. It is a Denver-based company. We use 100% certified Black Angus beef, and what makes us so special is we take a 10-pound block of beef every morning, we break it up into light little pieces, we pack it into a light, fluffy snowball, we take that magic burger, we stick it on the grill on butter, and we have a tool that we actually smash it for 10 seconds, and what it does is it caramelizes the bottom of the burger and sears in all the juices. So when you bite into that burger, it's got a really juicy flavor to it.
Wow.
I can attest, butter in the burger, it's almost like Valhalla.
So it's not just burgers, though, right, Kevin?
No, we offer a variety of different items. We have fabulous salads. We have chicken sandwiches, we have Haagen-Dazs shakes, and very many variety of sides.
The sides. That's last night we were lucky to come to a press party, and the sides really blew me away. We had the concept of the flash fried vegetables made you think you were eating something bad, but really you weren't. They were really good. It's as tempting as a French fry.
You know what they say: if you fry it, they will come.
Right.
So and your fries, the ones with rosemary, those have a special name?
Yeah, we have smash fries, which are tossed in rosemary, olive oil, and garlic, and they have a nice flavor to them.
They were great. Mm-hmm. They were really, really good. And, of course, the ice cream, the
Haagen-Dazs. Mm.
Couldn't beat
no
it.
No better way to go.
Yeah, we treated ourselves to a salted caramel milkshake last night.
It's delicious.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So, Kevin, you've been with Smashburger for 7 years?
Yep, I started when we had restaurant number 2 back in Denver, Colorado. I actually opened it as a general manager and have went into the field training side of it and just recently got promoted to director of training. It's been a great adventure. I've been able to start from the ground up when we had no systems really in place and materials and where we're at today. Met a lot of great franchise partners along the way and look forward to the continued success of Smashburger.
So your franchise partners like Jashira, do they go out to Denver with you at some point to do some training of their own before they come back?
Yep, Jashree and Kaiten and Leslie all went to Denver, Colorado, and actually were trained by my wife.
It's so, all in the family, isn't it?
Story there. So, yes, they did go through corporate training for 3 weeks.
Excellent. So you have like a hamburger U.
Not a hamburger U yet, but we have training restaurants that teach them the hamburgers.
So. With us at the table is also Leslie Roth, and you're the general manager for this unit.
Yes, I am.
And what could you tell me, or what would you tell your friends? Why would we want to come to Smashburger rather than to go to the other myriad burger places in town? What makes this special?
I agree with Kevin. I think just because there are so many different burger joints, if you want to call them, because we use the 100% certified Angus beef that's fresh. It's never frozen, which gives a completely amazing flavor. It's a very distinct difference between something that's frozen and something that's fresh. And that goes along with everything that we're serving. Everything is top-notch all the way, from any of the dressings and the sauces that we make ourselves or are made. Our black bean burger is a specialty propriety blend of ours. It's fantastic. So there's vegetarian options. The whole menu is simple, but yet kind of luxurious to be able to treat people. And I think the experience that they get when they walk into Smashburger, from the moment we greet them and say, welcome to Smashburger, to serving their food to them, to filling their drinks for them, and cleaning up for them when they're done. It provides a very fast, casual, but comforting, homey-like feeling. I'm looking forward to getting to know a lot of regular guests.
That's great.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but your buns are your buns are special, too, right?
They are. All of our buns are an artisan bun. We have, at this location, we have our egg bun, which is like a standard bun. We've got our multi-grain bun for the people that are looking for something on the healthier side. But don't get me wrong, they're all fantastic. Our pretzel bun that's on our Carolina burger, which is fantastic.
Yay,
that was
awesome. I want you to explain the concept behind that. You have a localized burger on the menu no matter where your locations are.
Yes,
right?
a lot of different states and the regions have what they call their regional burger. When I trained in Colorado, and I'm actually a native of Colorado and actually worked under Kevin for some time, but our regional burger there had Anaheim chilies, pepper jack cheese. It was kind of a real Denverite type of Colorado burger that was served on our Chipotle bun. Here in North Carolina, we're doing a Carolina burger, and it's got chili, mustard, Duke's mayo, and slaw. So it's kind of outstanding that we can kind of have something different in every location like that and bring a special flavor of the region to that burger.
And people aren't pigeonholed into the specialty items. They can mix and match, change toppings, change sides.
And that's what's so nice when someone can walk up and look at the menu when we say, well, what would you really like? What are you interested in? Chicken, beef, black bean, and then you create your own. You pick your bun, your cheese, your toppings. That's what makes it kind of a fun adventure.
Exactly,
cool.
Yeah.
So you guys, when you started in the restaurant business at the other, is that a franchise also, your other restaurant? Are you keeping that one running while you're doing this one too?
The Ancients Bamboo Garden, when we started, we were the first ones actually to sign up to become franchisees. It is a franchise, and yes, we will continue to operate. It's a very successful restaurant. It's a very unique concept, so we have ever since we've been open, we've had loyal clientele that just continues to visit us, and it's truly a unique concept that will continue to run.
You want to give that one a little plug too? It's in Morrisville?
Yeah, it's in Morrisville. It's a Pan-Asian restaurant, specializing in Indian-style Chinese food. Absolutely delicious, absolutely fresh. Again, everything is cooked to order. Everything is freshly cut in the morning, and it's very fresh, pungent flavors, and truly delicious food.
We're going to have to go to break, but before we do, let's one more time tell people where you are here at Smashburger, the address, the hours.
Yeah, we're located here in Durham at Pavilion East Shopping Center at Lakeview. Our address is 2608 Irvin Road, Suite 116. And our hours are from 10 in the morning till 10 p.m. every day, Monday through Sunday.
Great. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. We'll be right back after break.
You're listening to Side Dish with Jay White and Liz Cooper, presented by Southern Season. Now, back to Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with Liz Cooper, and we're at the grand opening of Smashburger on Irwin Road here in Durham.
So, Leah, just to sort of go back a little bit, you mentioned we were here for your very first customers, which was very exciting. And you talked a little bit about the customer service aspect of refilling the customer's drinks. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, not only do we fill their drinks, the first time you're going to walk through the door to Smashburger, you're going to be greeted with "Welcome to Smashburger." You then go forward and place your order at the register. Our cashiers are smiling and cheerful and very full of suggestion. You go to your table with your table number. Your food is delivered fresh to you. You're welcome to help yourself to the soda fountain or indulge in one of our hand-spun Haagen-Dazs shakes in a variety of flavors. Once you're seated, we'll be happy to come by and refresh your beverage, clean up after you, and your experience here is meant to be very welcoming and very hands-on by our staff. We're going to be there, like I said, to help serve the food and clear your food and say goodbye to you when you walk out the door to have a nice day, a great afternoon.
So nothing I like better with a burger is a beer.
Yes,
so how are we going to do that?
Going to be having some locally handcrafted brews available by bottle, as well as a full soda fountain and our hand spun shakes. We've got IBC root beer, bottled waters, honest teas, and our three teas that we serve freshly brewed are just a black and a sweet black tea and our raspberry tea. All by Honesty. Delicious stuff.
Good deal. Good deal.
You need that to go with the Carolina burger. The iced tea down here is big.
Yeah, that, or if you indulge in that Baja burger, that's a little bit spicy, and you're going to need to put out the fire.
And you need the beer.
An iced tea or a beer is going to do that for you.
So we promised you guys before we started the show today that we were going to ask you two of our all-time personal questions that we do to all of our guests.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm going to let Liz ask the question, and you guys decide who's going to answer.
So our first question is, you are invited to a dinner party, and you have your choice of two people to sit between, alive or dead, famous, not famous. Who would be your optimum choices to sit between?
It's going to have to be Tom Ryan on my right and Tom Ryan on my left.
Okay.
So for those who didn't pay attention at the beginning, Tom Ryan is the founder of the company. So this guy is talking about buttering the buns. I mean, this guy is buttering up. Okay.
Jayshree, how about you?
I got to tell you about Tom Ryan, though. He knows food. He's got advanced degrees in lipid toxicology and fragrance and food and fragrance and flavor chemistry. And he really, truly knows his food, and you can have an amazing dining experience with him. But as for me also, I mean, he stole my thunder, so I'm going to add two more on my list. but I would have to say Danny Meyer. I would love to have a dining experience with Danny Meyer, who wrote the book Setting the Table. He is like the king of hospitality, excellent restaurateur in New York, very successful. And then I would love to have Ellen DeGeneres by my side.
Good one.
I love the woman. She's amazing. She's silly. She's funny. So I'd love to be educated by Danny Meyer on hospitality while being truly entertained by Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, that wraps up another show. We are so glad we're here at your grand opening. Thank you for letting us be part of it. And good luck to all of you with this great concept.
Everybody come down to Smash Burger and try it out. It is really wonderful. I can attest to it.
So you've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. See you next week.